With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Packers game is over. And now it's time to break this one down. This is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
I guess this goes under the category of how about that, huh? Holy mackerel. Who knew? Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We are broadcasting live at the Shy Bar. We are here in Chicago. A good crowd on hand tonight. As many here at the bar, also a packed house at Soldier Field, had a chance to witness kind of a yawner. But if you're a Packers fan, you walk away going 10-3. You won the ball game. You opened up against the best defense in the league, and your defense out-defensed them, Gary Ellerson. What a win tonight for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw that coming. I mean, 10-3. A big win. You know, you celebrate the 100th season of the NFL. You put your two oldest franchise marquee teams out front so everybody can see them. And it's absolutely incredible. And so I think what you take from that, right, Bill, I think you're right, is just defense. I mean, the defense played way better than I thought that they would. I mean, that's right? Just absolutely incredible.
The fact that tonight, when you look at the way the Packers defensively played, at one point, Mitch Trubisky in that offense only had one first down on 10 attempts.
Right.
They ended up tonight 3-for-15. That's amazing. That defense got off the field continuously tonight.
Right.
So kudos to that defense and for what they were able to do. Although we had said it all along, too, that Mr. Trubisky's going to give you two or three.
Right.
He gave you three tonight. You missed two, and you got one late in the ball game, and that ended up kind of sealing a deal for the Green Bay Packers. By the way, the phone lines are open, 855-830-8648. It is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. Take your tweets as well. If you want to tweet us, hit him at Gary Ellerson. Hit me at Bill_Michaels. But a big win tonight for the Green Bay Packers. They start the season 1-0. They kick off the 100th season of the NFL. And Gary, just being around town all day today, getting in here late last night, there's a lot of Bears fans that were kind of worried about this. And this is a giant pall over this Bears Nation city tonight because they really were kind of hoping to get this win, start their year off right, pick up where they left off last year. And now you're sitting here wondering what's gone wrong. You've lost two in a row. One knocks you out of the playoffs, and now you lost to your rival.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of the city of Chicago, what they went out and did, I mean, this city is absolutely electric. It was here. It was like this last night. Tonight it is. Sure, the Packer fans probably put a little damper on that. Well, not sure Packer fans, but the Green Bay Packers did. Aaron Rodgers didn't necessarily play his best game, Bill.
No.
But now you understand why they kept Mike Pettine. I mean, you right. See why they had to keep him. You understand what they did. Listen, here's what they went and did, Bill, and I'm sure we'll get more in detail. The Green Bay Packers chose not to sign Khalil Mack, okay? I mean, they were in on the talks.
Uh-huh.
We talked to Mark Murphy, and Mark says, you know, we chose not to because we thought maybe we could do the deal, but we chose not to do the deal because we didn't want to have the highest-paid quarterback and the highest-paid defensive player.
Right.
We thought it wouldn't prudent, you know, for them to do. So here's what they did, Bill. They went and got Za'Darius
Smith,
Preston Smith, and Rashard Gary for one guy.
Right.
They got three linebackers to try to make up for what they missed.
Adrian Amos
and Khalil Mack.
Goodson, who they traded for.
Yes.
They made up that deal. Yeah, you're right.
So that's what they went out and did. And listen, defensively it paid dividends. I just never thought in my wildest dream that it was only be 3 points. The Packers win 10-3?
10-3.
Are you kidding me?
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, coming into this contest, had an overall passer rating of 103.7, but six of the last nine contests between these two teams included a passer rating of 130.7 in the season opener last year. He's gone over 100. Tonight, he didn't reach that mark. with Aaron Rodgers this evening. He didn't get there where he wanted to be. When you talk about his quarterback rating, 91.4, but 18 of 30, 203 yards, had the one touchdown. Mitch Trubisky, 26 of 45. They don't want him throwing the ball 45
times. Right, and I had said earlier today, if he throws the ball over 40 times, they lose.
228 yards, no touchdowns, one pick, and a quarterback rating of 62.1. 62.1 was where he ended up on the evening. But I'll tell you this, Aaron Jones, a hard 39 yards tonight. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, how about that? I kept saying, watch this guy between him and Geronimo Ellis, and I'm fond of both of them. Valdes-Scantling targeted six times, four catches, 52 yards on the night, and a couple of big ones, that big one downfield that set up that touchdown. So a big night for Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Jimmy Graham, three catches, one touchdown, 30 yards. That's all you need out of him.
Yes.
That's all you need out of him.
Well, what you got is the red zone target.
Right.
Which we didn't get at all last year.
And Trevor Davis, that big 28-yard first down catch late in the ballgame as well.
Right.
And Robert Tonyan, a 28-yard catch tonight. Jamal Williams, a couple catches out of the backfield. So everybody contributed. Blake Martinez tonight, though, led the team in tackling, seven tackles. He was all over the field, had one sack. That was up the gut on a good stunt. When he came through, Kenny Clark with five tackles tonight, ended up with a half sack. Preston Smith, 1.5 sacks tonight.
Right.
So there's the guy you paid to come in to be the opposite of Za'Darius Smith, who also had three tackles and a sack tonight.
Right.
So when you talk about those two cats and once you went out and paid for them, those two guys putting pressure on bookends, that helped out and paid off big time tonight. I think the story of the game really is more so than anything is the defense.
It is. It's the defense all day long. I mean, you just didn't see 3 points. I mean, I don't know who's calling that, and it's just outstanding. J.K. Scott, to me, and I don't know, we giving that game balls, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm going to give one to him for sure.
Big
I mean,
tonight.
To me, Bill, he kept them backed up. I mean, he kept the pressure on them. He punted. I mean, this is what – listen, Brian Gutekunst took a lot of heat when they drafted this guy.
Right.
And last year he was horrible, but still had a lot of good hang time. This year, even through preseason and today, you saw that draft pick pay dividends. I mean, punt after punt after punt after punt, he really kept them, you know, backed up. And that's what you got to have to make a team then make mistakes and go the length of the field.
J.K. Scott's shortest punt tonight was 37 yards, which brought his average down. He averaged 47.6 yards per punt tonight. Nine of them. Punted nine times, 428 yards, 47.6, but had five that landed inside the 20 and were down. Two of them that were 30 yarders. Because when he was backed up,
that's how they won it.
We had talked about this going into the season. When they ended up getting him, and we were watching him in the preseason, we said he could be a guy that flips the field.
Yeah.
Twice tonight he punted from inside his own 10 and flipped the field.
And, you know, maybe we're on the dawn of a new era of Green Bay Packer football where it may not all be about Aaron Rodgers anymore. Maybe now they figured out they can go win with a defense and just kind of let the offense don't make mistakes, but we can go shut some jokers down. But listen, Mitch Trubisky, he's not good.
No.
Oh,
not.
My
You're
God.
You're absolutely right. They traded up. They passed Patrick Mahomes to get him.
Yes.
They're going to forever live. They're never going to live that down. They're
not,
forever
going to.
That's going to be the Dirk Nowitzki tractor-trailer trade.
Right.
When the Bucs went for tractor-trailer instead of Dirk Nowitzki and watched him slip past him. Let's go to the phone calls. We got a full bank of phone lines, and we're going to go to New York. Let's go to Jesse listening to us in Brooklyn. Jesse, how you doing today, man?
What's up, Bill and Gary? It's finally here, the regular season. Now, don't worry. I've been listening to all y'all shows in the summer, you know, listening to y'all talk about baseball and everything. But it's the Packers, baby. It's the Packers. And, oh, my God, okay. My question is our defense really that good, or is the Bears' defense really that bad?
I think the Bears' offense isn't good. I think they added some weapons that I really like, that Montgomery kid, the running back. He's got good, what they call contact balance. He's a guy that can take a hit, stay on his feet. He keeps churning. He doesn't go down. You saw a couple of times tonight he could put that finger into the dirt and keep going. But you know, their offensive line. Kyle Long got nicked up about midway through the third quarter. We saw him limping off the field, so he's a guy that's nicked up already early in the season. But that offensive line protected Mitch Trubisky for the most part, but he's just not a good quarterback.
No, he can't. Tonight,
one thing that I was listening to the Bears broadcast too, and Tom Thayer said that Mitch Trubisky still has not kind of gotten to the point where he's quicker with the release. He's about a half a second slow, and that window closes too quickly on him.
Well, he can't, Bill. He cannot make accurate throws when he needs to. And that's kind of been his – I mean, the reason why they won last year is defensively – did they have 36 turnovers last year defensively?
They had a bunch of them.
You're not going to get that again like you had last year. So the defense is still good, but they got more opportunities on offense to score, and you just didn't get that opportunity tonight. But Mitch Trubisky is not very good right now, and to really do what Matt Nagy really wants him to do. I mean, the running back Montgomery I thought played well. He looks promising. But, you know, when they go out and get rid of the running back that they had last year, what told me is that they really want to rely on Mitch and have him throw the football over the place.
Yep.
It didn't work.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, feel free, go ahead and do so. The Bears taking on the chin tonight, and the Packers get a win. 10-3 the final in a very ugly contest down at Soldier Field this evening. Let's go back to the phone calls, and we've got, like I said, full phone lines. If one becomes available, hit us up, 855-830-8648. Jason listening to us on the Zone out in Madison, our fine affiliate there. Jason, how you doing tonight, man? What's going on?
Hey, Gary, Bill, how you doing tonight, man?
Wonderful.
Hey, you know what? Look, I'm not going to say it was the most impressive win by any means, but comparing to what we had to deal with last year, this defense is night and day different. I mean, 91 and 55, the Smith brothers, they are, at least from what we see right now, they are difference makers. I mean, Za'Darius Smith, just the speed that he can put forth against a solid O-line against, like, a Bears, he... You know, they look like they're the real deal. Jair Alexander, he's looking like he's going to become the future star that a lot of Packer fans want. And Tremont Williams, I mean, that push off. I forget against who it was, but I think it was Robinson that he had that one foot in, pushed him out of bounds. I mean, that's just that play that you can't teach. And
how about Tremont Williams and the fact that cat is over 35 years old and still quick and getting it done?
The oldest defensive back in the league from what they showed on TV tonight. It's unbelievable the amount of veteran talent that he brings to that secondary, especially when you got King, who's hopefully going to stay healthy. You got Alexander, Raven Green, all those guys. He showed up really big tonight, Tremont did. So I'm really impressed with the defense. His offense clearly has a lot to prove, but none of them played in the preseason. So what are you going to really gauge it off of against a defense that Chicago's defense, granted, is, you know, the reigning defensive team of the year. So it overall, a solid win, a lot to improve on. I'm sure LaFleur isn't the most happy with how his offensive scheme went, but hey, 10-3, you got to win. You're 1-0, 1-0, 5 of the next 6 at home. Not too much to complain about.
Right. No, I completely agree, man. Appreciate the phone call. Think of this, and we'll just give you a few of the numbers here real quick, but the Packers, if you want to go with some positives, the Packers defensively tonight, 5 sacks of Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
5 sacks tonight for 20 yards. And they were just all over him this evening.
Right.
And they held the Bears to 3 of 15 on third down and 20%, which is unbelievably good. Think about the negative now. The Packers had how many? They had 3 delay of game penalties. They ran the clock down to 0 6 times that I counted. They were only 2 of 12 on third down, offensively speaking, which is only 17%.
Right.
That's a terrible night. And Aaron Rodgers was also sacked 5 times tonight, hanging onto the football. So, for as much as they said reps and snaps and such don't matter in the preseason, certainly the defense held up their end of the bargain. But offensively, how many times, Gary, do we look at each other and go, they don't know what they're doing?
Well, right. And this is what we saw, though, all preseason long, though. Defensively, the defense was leading all preseason. We saw this in training camp. And we saw this over, you know, really some of the games that they played, that the defense looked better. But I didn't expect this much better. We saw what you got in Tremont Williams. Here's a guy, which they said the oldest cornerback in the league. He still got speed, played his tail off tonight. Kevin Keene played in spots, had an opportunity to get a pick, dropped it, but still was around the football. You look at Jaire Alexander, I thought he played well. This two Smith guys, I thought, played well. I mean, you got Rashawn Gary's the only guy. He showed up a couple times, and I don't know how many tackles that he had.
You got
tonight.
Two pressures on him on Travis Adams tonight.
Yeah. So, I mean, defensively, it was just, to me, just super surprising and outstanding. Offensively, we know we never saw Aaron Rodgers playing his offense, and that's what you got.
Right.
Normally, Bill, you don't get wins like this when your offense is not on. Especially on the road.
No,
like
I agree with that.
This is a rare occasion that how they got a win tonight.
To score 10 points on the road and walk away with a victory while you held your opponent to three, especially on opening night, is amazing.
It's amazing.
By the way, time now for the best hands of the game, brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. And you can build your career right now, build your life, get you a better wages as well. Go to betterwages.org. Go to getbetterwages.org. And Adrian Amos, which is from the Bears, obviously. They figured they'd go with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. We picked up Adrian Amos, but he had the best hand of the game. Take a listen.
Yes.
Should be the final play before the two-minute warning. Third and 10. Trubisky to the end zone, and it's going to be picked off. It's Adrian Amos who comes back to haunt his old team. The Chicago safety who signed as a free agent with Green Bay.
How about that? The call on NBC tonight. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Adrian Amos. He's the guy that kind of gives a little bit of revenge to his old team, Chicago Bears, and picks off Mitch Trubisky with 1:53 to go in the contest. And that's brought to you by the North Central States Carpenters. Build your career and build your life. Go to getbetterwages.org. That's getbetterwages.org. We are broadcasting live in the Shy Bar with the Sheridan Hotel. We are in Chicago, where it's a little bit more of a celebration from a lot of the out-of-towners that are inside the Shy Bar. But I'm sure the city of Chicago right now reeling a little bit as they were hoping that their Bears, kicking off that 100th season, would get a win tonight. Light the phone lines up. I know they're full. If one becomes available, 855-830-8648. Gary Ellison alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. More of the Green and Gold postgame show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I had a couple real bad throws. We're off, you know, out of sync at times, but we got a defense.
I was going to ask you about that. You've talked about it before, and to be on the sideline watching it unfold, what was that like for you?
Well, we kept saying in the huddle, like, hey, let's pick our defense up. Let's just get one drive together. And we backed up. We finally put together a drive, got a field goal out of it, but it didn't matter. I mean, those guys, Mike Pettine and his staff, unbelievable job. It's fun to watch. I mean, that was an incredible performance. Really happy for Matt, his first win as a head coach. We'll get better. You know, it's a long season. That's a great defense, and we got to get a lot better on offense. But I'll say it again, we got a defense.
Bay Packers knock off the Chicago Bears and start the season 1-0. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live in Chicago. We're here at the Shy Bar, where it's a packed house over at the bar. And I wonder if alcohol kills colds, Gary.
Yeah, it'll help you.
It'll help me?
But you got to take some stuff with, like, you take some Claritin with it.
I'm doing Claritin like it's Pez right
now. Backwash it with
some. Oh, man. So tomorrow, I leave here tonight, head back to the studio show, and then I'm in Green Bay tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And the guy that had that big catch that set up that first touchdown, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, our guest tomorrow night on the Lodge Cold Kickoff.
You couldn't plan it out any
better.
That's
a great big how we look.
Yeah, that's a great big how we
look. There we go. We are, by the way, saying how we looking to you, too. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, do so. Also, don't forget, coming up after this, locally in Milwaukee or on the radio.com app, you've got Radio Joe Zanzola with the Green and Gold OT show going until 1 a.m. tonight. Going until 1 a.m. tonight. As far as the are you kidding me moment, when you're talking about, Rodgers talking about the defense, Rodgers talking about, now Aaron Rodgers is thanking God he's got Mike Pettine.
Right.
Because tonight they needed every bit of Mike Pettine and what they've put together. So Aaron Rodgers talking about the defense, because he's not talking about offense. He's not talking about the play calling. He's not talking about audibles. He's not talking about scrimmage. He's talking about the defense. Take a listen.
I had a couple real bad throws. We're off, out of sync at times, but we got a defense.
I was going to ask you about that. You've talked about it before, and to be on the sideline watching it unfold, what was that like for you?
Well, we kept saying in the huddle, hey, let's pick our defense up. Let's just get one drive together. And we backed up. We finally put together a drive, got a field goal out of it, but it didn't matter. I mean, those guys, Mike Pettine and his staff, unbelievable job. It's fun to watch. I mean, that was an incredible performance. Really happy for Matt, his first win as a head coach. We'll get better. It's a long season. That's a great defense, and we got to get a lot better on offense. But I'll say it again, we got a defense.
That is the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game, brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. That is GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Man, I'm telling you what, that's a big statement coming out of Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
right there.
We got a defense.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because all the years he's been here, have they really ever had one? I don't think they have.
I can't remember this impressive performance.
The one they went to the Super Bowl with turned the ball over a lot. But this defense here seems like it's mean. It feels like it's a tougher defense. The other defense seems like they took more chances with Charles Woodson. They can get a lot of picks. But this defense is just absolute. Well, what we saw tonight, I don't know if they can do this for 15 more games, but what we saw tonight was absolutely unbelievable. That was just a show.
Just taking a listen
to
Aaron Rodgers.
A show by a bunch of no-name guys.
Yeah, taking a listen to Aaron Rodgers again, just blowing it up, talking about that defense. That's impressive. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Well, let's do this. Let's go back to the phone calls. Roger's listening to us in Cudahy. Roger, welcome to the program, the Green and Gold Postgame Show.
Great defensive performance. And Rodgers recognizes, let's be honest, if it wasn't for Pettine and his defense, we'd be talking about some of his very inaccurate throws. I think Gary's right as this season goes on. And quite honestly, in the last couple of years, I do believe Rodgers is on the decline. I don't think we'll ever see that MVP quarterback. And in fact, hopefully we can live up to what the defense's performance is and not let these type of performances go wasted. But I do think hopefully the offense gets more on track. But I think Gary used to say on defense, we used to have a bunch of guys. Well, if we do, I think we got some pretty good ones.
Appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a call, Roger. As always, man, we appreciate your phone call. This one goes from the suburban vet dad who says, "Hey, guys, game balls to Blake Martinez and J.K. Scott. Both of those guys had huge games." He said, "How long do you think before Trubisky gets run out of town in Chicago? The Packers'
He's
offense was offensive. No other way to put it. Go, Pack, go."
Well, that's what we heard. I mean, we heard booing the whole game.
Right.
I mean, the whole game. And so, they thought, Bill, they thought that they were going to win the division, right? This is Super Bowl talk here. This is not just, first place in the division. The Chicago Bears thinking Super Bowl.
Right.
They thought, okay, last year they got that far. Maybe it just kind of happened, but they're thinking Super Bowl. They're not thinking winning division. If they don't win a division or get even close, they're gonna run him out of Chicago. Because I think that's their biggest fear is, can Trubisky win a game for him?
Right. Can he go out and actually close a game out?
Bring
a team from behind like tonight.
Right.
He had a shot to tie this thing up and ends up throwing up just a duck and gets picked off by Adrian Amos, and that pretty much seals the deal.
Yes.
We'll get back to the phone calls. Dennis and Kenosha, your first out of the shoot. When we come back, hang in there. We are broadcasting live in Chicago. The Shy Bar is where you can find us. If you're listening to us on the radio.com app and you're driving around Chicago, stop in. Say hello. We'd be glad to have you. There's a big party going on over there in the Shy Bar area. We're off to the side a little bit, the eastern side of it. Thank God for that.
I'm glad we're on the eastern side.
A little bit crazy over there. Packers get a win 10-3 over the Bears. They go to 1-0. on the season. Hang in there. A lot more of the Green and Gold Postgame Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'll say it again. We got a defense.
The Packers game is over, and now it's time to break this one down. This is the Green and Gold Postgame Show. Now, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Offensively, it wasn't pretty. Defensively, it was a thing of art as the Green Bay Packers just, put the muscle, basically, to the Chicago Bears. 10-3, the final. 10-3, I'm not kidding you. For people that were picking it 24-20, 27-21, we thought we'd see some type of a shootout. Never happened.
Never happened.
Green Bay Packers went yard down to Marquez Valdes-Scantling long in the second quarter. That set up a quick couple of outs, and then ultimately Jimmy Graham snags the only touchdown of the day in the end zone, and the Packers were off and running. Really, that's all they needed. They added an insurance kick for a field goal later in the game in the fourth quarter. But that was it. Gary Ellerson alongside. I'm Bill Michaels. We're broadcasting live in a Shy Bar down here at the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago. A lot of disappointed Bears fans, but a lot of happy Packers fans that have gathered down here, and they're enjoying themselves in the Shy Bar. And, Gary, some of the things that we were talking about, you know, you talk about the delay of game penalties. You talk about six times they were taking the clock down to zero. Five sacks of Aaron Rodgers tonight. They were only 17% on third down. The defense played well. They didn't get snaps in the preseason.
No.
How is it just trying to do this absorb this system on the run? I mean, this is something that I know. Aaron Rodgers said we got a long season to get this worked out, but come on, man, it looked bad.
No, yeah, and that's what happens if you don't play any preseason games. I mean, any preseason game with a new offense on top of that, right? You're not going to be smooth. But listen, that's the new NFL. Everybody's doing it. We had about five or six quarterbacks that didn't even see the preseason this year.
Right.
But you couple that with, and I think this first week in the NFL is going to be sloppy throughout. We're going to see some bad football this first week. And I think within 4 weeks, I think it'll straighten itself out. Offenses will catch up to the defense. But I think what you saw tonight is the reason why that they struggle. You just cannot play a preseason game and come out and expect to be sharp, especially in a new system.
Right.
At some point, Bill, and I don't know within this, but at some point I can just tell Rodgers is doing, you go here, you go here, you go here, you go here.
And we were even just driving back to the hotel, and the time was winding down in the game, and I think it was the Bears play-by-play guy we were listening to, Jeff Joniak, who said they're just drawing plays up in the
dirt. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I said that to you when we were upstairs.
Yeah.
That they were doing that. I mean, you can just tell that they're doing it. And then all of a sudden they run out of time. But listen, I'm going to give them a pass on that and probably a pass for the next 4 weeks until they can figure this offense out.
Dennis in Kenosha, welcome to the program. We're glad to have you, Dennis. What's going on?
That's what open field tackling looks like. Dude, I haven't seen that since, like, Nick Barnett, A.J. Hawk, KGB, Campman. It's been a long time. How many times have you been watching a game? They've got some shifty guys coming out of the backfield and in the bubble screen and the flat and all that other stuff. They're trying to pick up a couple yards to get a first time. How many times have you seen a Packers defense not just give up a couple yards for a first, but watch that guy go scampering down the sidelines for 40, 50 yards? Not today. Not with our secondary, not with our front eight. The Smith brothers, constant, consistent pressure. J.K. Scott just booming balls. Consistency. Consistency from the defense and the special teams. They won in spite of the offense. They won in spite of an Aaron Rodgers-led offense. They're running at, like, what, 35% of what this is going to be by the end of the season against the best defense in the NFL last year. You know, there are a couple callers that you had. I couldn't disagree more. It wasn't an impressive win. Of course it was. We all know that Rodgers didn't get any snaps in the preseason, and whether you agree with that or not, like, they did this one drive. Roger also said that he's not going to get to the MVP level again. you saw the difference.
Wait. Roger said he's say what?
Roger had said that he didn't think Aaron Rodgers would get to the MVP level again.
He said that tonight.
Yeah, and right. Here's the thing.
Thanks for the phone call,
and Dennis. You know, let me say this, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for giving us a buzz.
He said that tonight,
and that's what he was insinuating. And so, if you continually play like this, no, you're not going to. But I don't know how much better this offense is going to be. I don't know if they're going to be spectacular, and we're going to see a return.
Well, you don't know. You still don't know.
They don't have the personnel of 2011.
No.
You know, I don't know if they're going to get back to that. I don't know if they're going to be some kind of, you know, terrific defense with a high-flying offense. And I do know this. I like the fact that they got a little bit into a run rhythm late in the ball game. We were talking about that. I do like the fact that, one, they came out of it pretty much unscathed. Mm-hmm. I didn't like some of the holding penalties. I didn't like a lot of the stuff that was being drawn up on the fly. I'm going to be interested to see what Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have to say after the ball game. We'll have those coming up in just a little bit. But, you know, they didn't run the ball well with an offensive line that got mauled.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pass the ball well. Aaron missed a couple, and he didn't throw the ball a lot. It's not like he said, well, I missed a couple of big throws. Well, yeah, but you only threw the ball 30 times. You only completed 18, which is completely abnormal for Aaron Rodgers because normally he's 45 to 50.
Right.
You know, so for you to miss that many passes, only throwing the ball 30 times, you threw one at your feet, which almost ended up getting picked off, a couple balls behind and two overthrows. So – Aaron, I mean, if you want to go back and rewind the tape and go back to last year, Aaron wasn't Aaron.
No.
You know?
No.
He wasn't. He still throws off the back foot.
Yeah,
he's still dancing around a lot.
You're not going to get him to stop doing that. Still holding on to the football. I mean, we saw that. All the stuff that we saw last year under Mike McCarthy, we saw it all tonight.
We saw it technique-wise a lot tonight, yeah.
None of that's changed.
855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You want to chime in? Let's go to San Francisco, where Pete is joining us. Pete, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. So I'm a Chicago Bears fan. I just wanted to call to congratulate you on your win. I still hate you guys, and you're going to cost me a fortune in therapy, but you guys really deserve that game, and I don't know how you got our number, but damn your green Vulcan blood, and congratulations on your win.
I appreciate it, man. I got a friend. Appreciate the phone call from San Francisco. I got a friend of mine, Debbie, who was listening to us out in San Francisco tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah?
Her and some friends texted and said hi, and that they were sent a picture from a couple of years ago at Lambeau Field.
Oh.
So there you have it. And I thought maybe that was Pete hanging out with him from San Francisco.
Well, Pete, I mean.
By the way, Tremont Williams said, quote, "We knew that if we could get Mitch Trubisky to play quarterback tonight, we would win."
Yeah.
That's a bold statement. That's almost like Charles Woodson saying, well, you know, it's Jake, same old Jay.
Right. Well, if you can get what he's saying is Mitch to carry the team. We can stop the run game, put the ball in Mitch's hand, make him beat us. They knew that it wouldn't happen. And I think I don't think that was a big secret. I mean, I said that last week. I mean, I've been saying it all this week, too. If he throws the ball more than 40 times a game, they lose. And that's invariably
because
he can't do it. He can't.
Yeah.
He's going to throw you a couple picks and do those types of things. He just can't do it.
He's a half second slow in decision making.
Yeah.
The hit of the game. It's brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107, building and rebuilding America for over 225 years. You can check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. The hit of the game. Preston Smith with a big sack.
4th and 8. Trubisky. And he's going to get sacked. Preston Smith comes in, and that really puts an exclamation point on a tremendous Packer defensive performance.
No question about it, Al.
There you go. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on the NBC broadcast tonight. That's Preston Smith getting the sack of Mitch Trubisky, and it's brought to you by the Boilermakers Local 107. Go to Boilermakers107.com. That's Boilermakers107.com. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Irv listening to us on the south side of Milwaukee. Irv, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Good. You know, going into this game, I really was just looking forward to see how the new free agents were going to perform. And we paid them to be here, and they performed excellently. But one of my biggest game balls goes to Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark is becoming a grown-ass man. We got him when he was young, and him and Larry – they did a good job stopping that run game. I mean, they were disruptive, and I think they played a big game. The biggest part of this game is, for me, is though, it's a divisional win in the North. And to have get that first win in the North and over a good team, you know, it's a big win. And Rodgers, you know, he played like he was supposed to play against a good defense. They kept rushing him and kept hurrying him. So, yeah, the offense was out of rhythm. But to get a divisional win in the North, that's big.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let me ask you this. Now, going into this season, were you one of these people that were believing Super Bowl or bust? And are you now, after watching this team, back on that type of bandwagon?
No, I ain't on the bandwagon yet. I just think if we can get in the playoffs and if we can win our division, that's the biggest part. You get in the divisional, win the division, get home games, and anything can happen with this team. You know, they're going to get better. They go that offense is going to start to flow. And Chicago is the best. To me, I still think they're the best defense in the league. That front eight they got, man, they're monsters. So
yeah.
Going into the next game, I think you're going to see a better offense. And, you know, the sky's the limit. But, like I said, we can win the North. We're good.
Yep, no doubt. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for giving us a buzz, man. And as always. Gary, let's do this.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. But
okay.
When we come back, we'll talk with Dominic on the north side. But also,
sure.
I want to expound upon that because coming into this season,
right?
You know, you had attendance that was down in the stockholders meeting, and they had changed the date and stuff. I get it, but there was attendance that was down in the preseason games. Attendance was down when we were talking about training camp and such.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept thinking, well, they haven't been in the playoffs. They don't have superstars.
Right, right.
All the big names are gone.
Right.
And people don't believe they're going to be Super Bowl robust.
True.
Now you see this defense and you go, wait a minute,
well,
were we off on this? So are you back on a bandwagon of Super Bowl or bust? Hold that thought. We're
going
to take
it.
A quick
okay.
break. We're broadcasting live from the Shy Bar down here in Chicago. The Sheraton Hotel, the Packers get a win. They start off the season by getting a win over the Chicago Bears down here. 10-3, more of the Green and Gold postgame show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. It's tough out there. So who got banged up? Today's injury report.
Sponsored by Tayback Law. Veterans, if you feel you have been wrongfully denied any benefits, contact Tayback for the payback at TaybackAttorneys.com.
Unit.
Welcome back.
Unit.
10-3, baby. 10-3. Packers going to win. They knock off the Chicago Bears. We are broadcasting live here in Chicago at the Shy Bar. Inside the Sheraton Hotel. So if you're in the area listening to us on the radio.com app, stop by. Gary Ellison alongside. That's the voice you hear, the former Packer and Badger running back. We got some fans down here. One guy's from Rice Lake. Another guy, I don't know where he came from, but they're wearing Packer gear. They're all happy.
Is that the guy that picked you up when you got electrocuted or no?
No. He's actually from, not from Eau Claire, he's from the Wausau area.
One of the lightning hit you? Was that?
That was in Eau Claire.
That was in Eau Claire?
That was in Eau Claire, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that guy's from Rice Lake, and he...
Is Rice Lake by Eau Claire or no?
No, Rice Lake's further north.
Man, you're all over the place,
yeah,
dude.
Further north. That's probably another hour north.
Now, you're...
Something like that.
You're going back tonight.
I'm going back to Milwaukee tonight.
Doing your show.
Doing my show.
Then you're going...
I'm leaving right after that, and I got to go do a television show, a radio show in Green Bay at the Lodge Kohler for the Tavern in the Sky Lodge Kohler kickoff.
Okay.
Which airs at 6 o'clock, but actually we tape it at 5.
Yeah, with MVS.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who, by the way, speaking of him, he was the only casualty tonight when it came to injuries, and
what?
He just cramped up.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Okay, don't mess with me like that.
That was it.
They don't need any injuries.
That was it. Knock on wood. This team came through it pretty much unscathed, and that's
right.
Sponsored by Tayback Law. Veterans, hey, if you're feeling that you've been wrongfully denied of any of your benefits, contact Tayback for the payback at TaybackAttorneys.com. That's Tayback Attorneys.
Tayback for the payback.
.com.
I like that.
There you have it. Let's do this. Let's get back to the phone call.
You going to ask me, am I on or am I
on? I was going to ask you that. I was going to go back to the phones, but I'll ask you
okay.
that. Now,
we
were not sitting on the Super Bowl or bust bandwagon, okay? We didn't.
Okay.
Neither of us thought that this team had Super Bowl aspirations. We thought if you can get to 8-8, 9-7, maybe sneak in.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
After seeing this defense, now if this defense plays this way all season, I'll be impressed.
But
after seeing this tonight and people are starting to say, well, wait a minute. Maybe I will be back on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet because
no.
I haven't seen the offense perform very well.
Right. I'm still seeing 8-8, 9-7. They can't win like that.
That I agree with. You can't. You're not going to win games 10-3 all season long.
No. That's not happening.
Next week, Kirk Cousins, he's got some of the best wide receivers, a good wide receiver tandem, and Thielen and Stephon Diggs.
And they'll be healthy.
And they're going to be healthy. And
that's going to be a hell of a
game. Dalvin Cook is now a year and a half removed from that knee injury.
Yeah, and what next week is the
they come in with Kyle Rudolph at tight end.
Big celebration next weekend.
Yeah.
We're celebrating Bart Starr next weekend.
Yep.
So that's going to be a big game.
That'll be a big game.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you read the article that Ian O'Connor wrote about Jerry Starr tonight?
No, I did not.
First time in 61 years Jerry Starr watched a Packers game without Bart.
Oh.
Whether it's playing or sitting next to her.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah. And they took pictures. They showed where she was going to sit on the couch that they used to watch the games together.
I don't want to do that.
And she said that she just felt that he'd be there, you know. So for the first time in 61 years, Jerry Starr watched the game alone tonight.
Oh, Billy.
Yeah. It's a terrific article. I posted it over on the Facebook fan page.
Well, I'm sure it is.
And I posted it on Twitter. But I'll tell you this. I was down here today. And this is the truth. I'm sitting here today. We're doing the show.
Right.
And we go to break. And it pops up. I see Ian O'Connor tweets it out. And I grabbed the link. And I thought, I saw Jerry Starr. And I wanted to see what it was about. So I started reading it. And all these people from this convention came out of these doors over here. And I'm sitting here bawling.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm crying. And finally, a woman comes over and goes, "Do you need a hug?" I'm like, man, I just it was rough to read.
Right.
She talks about how he passed.
Yeah.
His final moments, his final breath. Yeah. I mean, it just it's such a great love story, but such a shame, you know, because he was just so well liked. So it should be a really special weekend next weekend up in Green Bay, without a doubt. Now, let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Dominic on the north side. Dominic, how you doing tonight, man? What's going on?
Oh man, I'm feeling awesome. That was a great win. First off, I'm 33 years old, so I grew up the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers years, and all except the Aaron Rodgers first year as I'm playing starting quarterback. For me, it's been Super Bowl or bust every year, because when you got Brett Favre, you got Aaron Rodgers, I feel like we have a chance, you know. But this has to be probably one of the top 10, I would say, satisfying victories, because we didn't have to outscore nobody 35-31. We just went out there and played, the defense played their tail off. You know, I don't want to overreact, but the Smith brothers, I call them the Smith brothers, but the Smiths, the Darius and Preston, far upgrade on, no disrespect to Nick Perry and Clay Matthews, but that's a far upgrade. You're getting banged for your buck just for the simple fact that I don't look at them as like third down specialists. You know what I mean? Like, you're not just third down specialists. You can play them first, second, third down. So you're getting your bang for your buck. And then on top of that, look at the defensive backfield. First round draft pick Zaire Alexander. First round draft pick Darnell Savage. First round fringe, first round draft pick Kevin King. You got to hit on that. The most coveted things in the NFL are first round draft picks, you know? And you see him coming around, Kenny Clark, first-round draft pick, coming around. And the offense didn't look as great, but what I liked, what I seen in the offense and the coach was that he stuck to the run game. Later on in the season, you stick to your run game, and later on in the game, they start popping those 7-yard plays, 6-7-yard runs. That's going to open up your play action, because when you get your – once they see you, just – you're not just bailing out on the run game, and you get the steady run. Even if you might lose yards, you might get 4 or 5 run plays where it's on 1 or 2 yards, but they stuck to it. They had a couple play action passes in there, but the defense looked it awesome. I haven't seen them look this good, and I don't know how long.
I'll agree with you. We haven't watched a defense that has played this good. Thanks for the phone call, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We haven't seen it. We just got done saying we haven't seen a defense that has played this well overall in a long time.
A long time.
And you can say, when he goes through the list, Darnell Savage Jr., man, likes to hit and has wheels.
Right.
You know? Jaire Alexander, man, he was all over the field tonight. Kevin King.
Yes.
He was in and out. They didn't use him nearly as much as I thought they would, and he was making plays tonight. Although he had one hit him right in a breadbasket. He's got to come up with that.
Could have had that one. That would have been nice.
Right. But, you know, Blake Martinez looked quick. You talk about a lot of these different Preston Smith, Zadarius Smith. Kenny Clark is going to go to a Pro Bowl.
I think so.
He has to.
He's a monster.
He has to.
He's a monster.
So when you start talking about guys playing at that level, do you need Pro Bowlers to be a championship-level defense?
Yes.
Or
yes. Yes.
If they keep playing like this, they'll be recognized that.
Thank
as
you.
That, as
right. That's right? What's going to happen. So, yes. But, yes.
I mean, man.
Yes. Yes, you do, Bill. And you're right. If they keep playing like that, that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get.
That's just so.
Yeah.
Man, they were dominant tonight.
Yes.
But, you know, when you go 3 of 15 and you're that dominant when it comes to your third down percentage and getting off the field, I mean, yeah. That's saying something. They right. were 3 of 15, 20% tonight. That's all the Bears could muster. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
Love
when
it.
We come back, we'll continue to get your phone calls, but also Matt LaFleur was at the podium just a couple of minutes ago. You're going to hear from the head coach. It's going to be interesting to see how much they did and didn't change plays in the line of scrimmage, because I know that's going to be one of the questions.
Right.
Hang in there. Packers going to win 10-3. We're broadcasting live at the Shy Bar down here in Chicago at the Sheraton Hotel. More of the Green and Gold postgame show right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
First and goal. Rodgers hangs in the pocket, throwing into a lot of traffic, and it's caught for the touchdown by Jimmy Graham. And just like that, the Green Bay Packers take the lead. It took them a minute and 35 seconds to go 74 yards. How about that offense now?
Right there on the call, the Packers get the win at 10-3. They knock off the Chicago Bears. I just tweeted this out. I thought I'd rub a little salt in the wound for any Bears fans that are listening, Gary. Thank God the Bears searched high and low, and after bringing in 9 guys, they found their kicker, Eddie Pinero, because it was Eddie Pinero 3 tonight, and Mitch Trubisky and the rest of the offense 0.
I don't know if Eddie Pinero is going to work out, though, just so you know.
Just...
I know, but tonight he was okay.
He was 1 for 1.
Did he kick the ball out of bounds?
He did. He made the field goal, and then right after that, he kicked it out of bounds.
Yeah, okay.
So the ball came out to the, what, was it 45?
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
Eddie Pinero. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah. Fine job of finding him.
Fine job.
Otherwise, you're scoreless.
I think he went to University of Florida, Bill.
Otherwise, you're scoreless.
University of Florida.
Uh-huh.
He ain't going to like it come November, December, January.
No, he's not. No, he's
saying.
Not. We have got. We'll get to Matt LaFleur in just a minute. A reminder coming up after the top of the hour locally on our flagship station, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and on the radio.com app. It's going to be the Green and Gold Overtime, and Radio Joe Zanzola is going to take you up until 1 a.m. But we got to get real quick our buddy Ty in Philadelphia.
Let's get Ty.
Ty's been holding a while. Ty, how you been, man? You got to be happy in Philly.
Hey, man. Hey, what's going on, guys?
There's a good one.
Man, I love it, man. I wish I was in Chicago with you guys, man. It'd be margaritas for the rest of the night on me. Listen, man.
What do you think, Ty?
The Smith brothers, man, Gary, they play like grown men tonight, man. I think Preston Smith was the best player on the defense tonight. The Darius, like I said, he played like a grown man. The secondary, the safeties, 26, 31. Man, just an upgrade, man. You know, I think this is the night that Brian Gutekunst can have a cigar. Mike Patton, he's going to be arguably probably the MVP of this team this year if this defense plays like that. And I'm just looking for it, man. That secondary, man. I love that secondary, man. I thought Tony Brown made a little enhancement, but he got beat a couple of times tonight. But Jair, Kevin King should have caught that pick. Man, I love it, man. But those Smith brothers, man, they play worth their money tonight, man. Preston played like a grown man.
Yep. No, I completely agree with you. So, overall, though, all right, how big is your level of concern? Oh, Ty must have hung up. How big is your level of concern over the offense? Let's do this. We'll find out. Because Matt LaFleur, well, I'm sure he got asked that question tonight a lot about his offense, which his defense was fantastic, but his offense wasn't nearly as good. His press conference is brought to you by our friends at Pick and Save, your local Pick and Save store. Stop in. Tell them we said hi. Let's go listen to Matt LaFleur in the postgame press conference. So there you go. That was Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, brought to you by our friends at Pick and Save. He didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers calling plays. He said there were some design plays. There were some things we need to get right. Didn't throw anybody under the bus. Didn't say we had too many problems. Didn't talk about the lay of game. None of that. None of that. Just said, you know, there's some things we need to fix. And, you know, and he just left it very vague. And even when they tried to pin him down, he went, we'll play. I'm not quite sure.
Because you got to win.
Yeah.
And they want to celebrate this win as
right.
a team.
I
mean, they
right.
come a long way.
Yep.
And he knows they got a long way to go.
He's that
probably
they do.
More, he's probably more than anybody else shocked.
Yeah.
That
they do.
That they only scored 10 points. And
right.
that they held that team to 3 points. I'm sure. I mean, they're lucky as hell to be able to get out of here with a win. And a divisional win at that, you come home, set it up for the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field for
yeah.
the opener. I mean, it just couldn't get any better for them. I mean, if you look at it, because we break everything down in quarters, Bill, 4 quarters of the season. And if you thought maybe you looked at this first 4 games, you thought maybe 2-2.
Right.
They got a chance to go 3-1.
Well, it's interesting because had they lost this game, I wonder what the momentum and the fan reaction would have been.
Down.
For the home opener,
so now you've got
against
a,
the Vikings.
You've
now
got
you've got people going. Maybe I'm a believer.
People on their phone now trying to
yeah.
get tickets.
Yep, no doubt. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We are broadcasting live at the Shy Bar here in the Sheraton Hotel. We are in downtown Chicago. The Bears take it on the chin. The Packers get the win, 10-3, in this barn burner here tonight. We got more of the Green and Gold postgame show right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The final was 10-3. The Green Bay Packers, they get a win in Chicago. Had you told me it was 10-3, I would have for sure thought that the Packers were on the losing end of that.
Right.
And that their defense would have at least given up 10 points. But to basically hold Mitch Trubisky and company to 3 points and Eddie Pinheiro field goal, That's amazing to me. I still can't get over it. But the Packers go back to Lambeau Field 1-0. They now have 10. It's like a mini bye week already. 10 days.
It is for them.
10 days.
And they needed to get
probably
get
a couple days off, right?
Well, to get some stuff flushed out.
Yeah. They're going to need every bit of that to be able to kind of figure out what they're doing wrong right now offensively. Let's go back to the phone calls. One of my favorite places in the whole world is Stenny's Tavern, and Mike is giving us a buzz as they watch the game down at Stenny's tonight in downtown Milwaukee at Walker's Point. Mike, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, buddy. We're doing well. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got two things, and I'll let you guys roll. We picked it off, got the ball on the 20-yard line. We run it. Then the second play is a quick out in man-to-man coverage that ended up being an incomplete pass. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, run the ball, make them use a timeout. Run the ball, make them use a timeout. And if we got 5 yards to go, because we were on first down, we got 5 off that, well, why are we throwing the ball? Maybe we get the first running 2 more times. So you guys talk about that. Second,
well, they went to Aaron. You're right, because they went to Aaron Jones and they picked up 5. I appreciate the phone call, if I'm not mistaken. And then they quit through that quick one to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They went back to Jones because he went off left tackle. He went around the outside of David Bakhtiari and only picked up a couple, and that's when they ended up punting the football. Look, let's do this. Mike Clemens is standing by at Soldier Field still. Let's get to Mike. Mike, how you doing, man?
Bill and Gary just came from the Packers locker room, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who had to leave the game with some cramps, seemed to be okay, caught the 47-yarder to set up the touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham. But I asked him, now this game started out with those first 3 drives. The Bears so physical and dominating your offense, but you guys, you know, chipped away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what the NFL is all about. You know, you can't, you know, just outpower, you know, every single down. You got to be able to come up with some different schemes to help your guys out, to put them in better situations, and that's kind of what we did.
A catch to Devontae, a deep ball to MVS, and Jimmy Graham in the red zone. I mean, that's like the LaFleur offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we want to do. We got to make some plays. We want to help this offense, you know, be explosive, and we had some splashes tonight of it.
What are you most proud of or pleased by, particularly how the second half went? At least there wasn't any big mistakes to give the ball back to them.
Yeah, I mean, we took care of the ball, didn't have any turnovers, and we won the game. I think, and that's just what our goal, ultimate goal is, to win a game and be turnover free. So we did that and got the win.
Now, the Packers' offensive line struggled with that Bears defense, particularly at the start of the game, something we kind of anticipated. But I talked to right tackle Brian Blog, and I said, man, that touchdown drive, a pass to Davante Adams, the deep ball to MVS, Jimmy Graham in the red zone for the touchdown. I mean, that's the LaFleur offense, right?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the way we went down the field on that one, that's the way we want this thing to look. Obviously, there's a lot that we need to clean up, you know, and especially with us up front, we need to be better. There's no doubt about that. But we know we can do it, and we can do it against a very good defense in Chicago. You know, I felt like we shot ourselves in the foot a lot, too. Penalties, stupid penalties. So all stuff that we can correct, clean up, and get this thing going in a positive direction.
And the Packers defense holds the NFC divisional champs to 3 points at their place in the season opener in prime time. Now, Mitchell Trubisky, you know, he runs hot and cold. He has a series where he looks good. There's other series where he's just taking too much time, doesn't seem like to know what to do with the football. And I thought it was interesting that the Bears got away from the run in a tight ball game. By the fourth quarter, they'd only run the ball 12 times, and I asked defensive and Dean Lowry, the Packers, about that.
Oh, a little bit. You know, we knew that was the start to the game was a lot of runs for them. So we knew that was going to be a big part of the game. But I think it shows that, you know, we have a very good D-line and they want to attack us in different ways. So, you know, we'll always be ready for the run game. We're, you know, run first defensive team. But if they don't want to run the ball, we got to rush the passer. No, it's great. I mean, we were excited after the locker room. You know, Coach Pat was smiling. You know, we got after it. So this is a great start to the season. Momentum right now is in our favor. We got to keep it going.
I caught up with outside linebacker Za'Darius Smith. He had some sacks. I think the team as a whole had 5-6 sacks in the game. And this is a little hard to hear, but I said, and to top this off, Adrian Amos, of all the players on your team, it's Adrian Amos, the former Bear, who comes up with the big play, the interception in the end zone. And listen, it's a little tough. The audio's a little tough. But here's Azarius' story about Adrian Amos.
Man, we was at our pregame meal, and he said, I have to make a play. This is going to be a big game. The world going to be watching. I was just here for 4 years. So to make that big play at the end of the game, towards the end of the game, it was big. And we're going to pat him on the back, man. But that was a great, great job by him.
Who was more excited, him or Adrian?
I really can't tell you, man. When I got to the sideline, defense coordinator, head coach, everybody was just excited, man. So it's just a big moment for us, man. We're young, we're talented, and we're going to keep doing what we do. We're going to go watch this film, man, and get ready for Minnesota next week.
Very excited Packers locker room, special teams making big plays, pretty good win.
Mike, we were just sitting here talking. The guys that they went out and got in the offseason, Adrian Amos, Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, all made big plays. An interception and two sacks out of those two guys, 2.5 sacks out of those two guys. Boy, I tell you what, if I'm Brian Gutekunst, I'm probably smiling a little bit tonight, too.
Yeah, and I think, really, Trubisky was disappointing. You know, you would think that he would have taken the next step. But as I say, there's some series where I saw that, and I just thought, man, this guy is off. He's just that. What kind of a throw is that? What kind of a decision is that? Then there was that one drive where I thought they were going to score where in the second half where he double-pumped the ball. And it just seemed like he got a little bit more aggressive and tight spirals and moved the ball up. But that's the way he was last season. That's what I talked about. When he beat Green Bay here last year in December, he kept it short. He kept it over the middle and chipped away. And when he tries to extend plays and tries to make Aaron Rodgers-type throws 35 yards on the sidelines, they end up being contested, pass interference, offensive interference. You know, he comes up empty. He hasn't got that kind of accuracy.
Mike, it was a great night if you're a Packers fan. Even better if you're me because we got a chance to see 16 candles at half, and that was cool within itself. So, man, oh, man, what a good night for Packers fans and Packer Nation. Get home safe, my friend.
Thank you, brothers. See ya.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Mike Clemens over there inside, just outside of the Packers locker room, inside the bowels of Soldier Field. Also, a reminder, coming up here in just a little bit, you've got Green and Gold Overtime. Joe Zinzola is going to take you until 1 a.m. Gary, we never thought we'd be saying this, but they got a win, man.
They got a win. They got a big win. Bill sets them up for, you know, the Minnesota Vikings, the purple guys, whatever they are.
Purple dudes.
Coming to downtown. Yeah. They paid Kirk Cousins a lot of money. They have aspirations to win the NFC North
as
well.
Yeah, they do. And they're thinking more about it now that the Bears have already taken
the
loss. One more time before a sellout crowd of 62,435. It was the Green Bay Packers 10 and the Chicago Bears 3. Have a good night, everybody. Sleep.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.